This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. With the oil and gas industry continuing to forecast record-breaking growth across northern Colorado, the demand for qualified workers is increasing. As KUNC's Nathan Heffel reports, a new certificate program at Ames Community College is hoping to create a pipeline of qualified workers for the industry through a collaboration with some of its biggest players.
The numbers are telling. Oil and gas production in Colorado broke a 50-year-old record last year, and it's on pace to do so again this year, from an industry that employs nearly 30,000 people.
From the oil operators to people like us, the drilling contractors, to support service contractors, we are in a desperate strait for new employees.
Cliff Roberts is an engineer with the Canadian-based drilling company Ensign, which has drilling projects in Colorado.
A lot of workers are retiring. Some people leave. So it's almost an unlimited demand with a limited supply.
And that's where Ames Community College and Bruce Beardsley come in. Beardsley is director of the oil and gas program at the college's Fort Lupton campus.
These trainers are real nice because as the students work through a lesson book, you know, they pull down different modules and build circuits, and then the instructor can put a fault in the circuit, and the student has to find where that fault is and fix it.
Now in its second year, the program is taking advantage of a new $10 million facility, complete with hydraulic pipe trainers and hands-on rigging equipment.
They're the experts. They know what they want to see in their new hires. So we have to give them what they want.
The experts Beardsley is referring to are from big-name companies, including Noble Energy, Anadarko, and Halliburton. They helped shape the program's curriculum after Ames secured a $2 million grant from the U.S. Department of Labor.
We really think our career and technical programs are much stronger when we have industry partners.
Casey Sachs is a project manager with the Colorado Community College System. The CCCS is distributing $17 million in grants from the U.S. Department of Labor to 15 community colleges in Colorado. The goal is to help people who lost jobs in the Great Recession.
The Department of Labor is trying to facilitate partnerships between energy-related businesses, colleges, and workforce centers so that we can train unemployed and underemployed workers.
And that's just what new student Michelle Brumigan of Loveland is trying to do.
I've been teaching in public school for 20 years, so I'm doing a career reevaluation.
Brumigan says her interest in joining the growing industry is purely economic. After struggling to make ends meet, she's hoping to join an industry with a proven track record of steady wages.
I think because of what's happening in the area, and it's something that's always going to be there. And then I think just the whole thing that the oil and gas takes care of their people, and they actually get paid for what they do, and what their money is more reflective of the effort they put into it.
Money is also a factor for 19-year-old Wyatt Herbert from Berthet.
Because it's grown industry, and there's going to be a lot of money going on in it, and yeah, I just want to get into it.
Wages vary by company, but workers in the field can make between $22 and $28 an hour. And while Herbert and Brumigan are banking on the future of the oil and gas industry, there is some immediate uncertainty. Voters in at least four Front Range communities will decide the fate of moratoriums or bans of hydraulic fracturing this fall. Back in the school's oil and gas lab, program director Bruce Beardsley says he's focused on giving students the tools they need to work in the industry safely.
You know, we're not here to argue the good points and the bad points of the oil and gas industry. We're here to teach them the proper skills so they can put them to work the right way.
Ames Community College offers two certificates and the possibility of a full two-year Associate of Applied Science degree in oil and gas technologies with the program, but enrollment is still relatively small, with around 30 students this semester. Beardsley hopes to increase the number of students by 50 to 75% each year. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.